right now. Can you believe that it is Thanksgiving tomorrow? Oh my gosh. I mean, if you haven't given thanks to the Lord, this is such a festive time right now, a time of motivation to really sit back and look at what all God has done for you. I'm telling you, and I just can't believe it's almost the end of the year. I mean, you know when Thanksgiving comes right after that. It's over. The year is pretty much over. But listen, let's just take one day at a time and celebrate the day that is presented before us. And this is the day that the Lord has made. So rejoice, good people, and be glad in it. All right, Emmanuel, my son must be on my mind. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, you are 63 degrees today, and your high is going to be actually 63 degrees and partly sunny. Charlotte, North Carolina, you are 59 degrees. Your high is going to be 62 degrees today, which is surprising that Myrtle Beach is going to be at such a low in Myrtle Beach, but you know, that's just the way it is. All right, Atlantic City, how? Shout out to Atlantic City. Cloudy, 55 degrees right now, and your high is going to be 55 degrees. Oh, North Carolina, shout out to my son's people. They're celebrating Thanksgiving there tomorrow. Your high today is going to be 65 and sunny, and right now you're partly cloudy and just a mere 64 degrees. Columbia, South Carolina, 60 degrees, partly cloudy. And your high is going to be 65 degrees. All right. Well, I got to give a shout out to our sponsor. I love her, Dewan at the Salon Dewan. She's my stylist in the DMV. Listen, she has a mobile shop called the Glam Shop that comes everywhere and anywhere you are. They also have products like what I love is the scalp rejuvenation conditioning hair dressing. It is to help you grow. It's called the Glam Super Glow. And you need to ask her about this, and she's got all kind of oil, coconut oil, and all kind of products that'll help you grow and strengthen your hair. You've got to check her out if you want virgin hair tracks, bundles. You can go and check out Salon Dewan and the Glam Shop Mobile Salon, and you can reach her at salondewan.info. Again, salondewan.info, and her phone number is 202-802-3098. Again, 202-802-3098. I love my hair. Go check out Salon Dewan at Salon Dewan Shop. All right, take care. All right, now listen, now we're getting ready to go moving forward. I cannot wait. Today we got Pastor Shirley Caesar joining us. She's going to be giving us words of inspiration and encouragement during this holiday season. And we got my girl, my co-host, comedian Gina G, going to be joining us. She's going to be bringing What She Say. And I can't wait to know what she got to say. Also, she's going to be giving us some updated news reports. And also, we got Estelle. She's going to bring the spoken word poet from Detroit. My girl, my sister, is going to be joining us with her 5-minute segment today as well. But listen, we're going to be talking about all about being thankful and just being appreciative. I just want to say that during this show, I want you to sit back and just really take in a lot what's going to be said and really enjoy the laughter and the fun and allow God to just remind you how blessed you really are. I mean, this is really the season and the time to really be thankful with so much going on. I'm telling you, with developers and development people, mortgages going up and apartment living and condo living going up, and you know, people's incomes are not matching. That is so many homeless people out here. I'm telling you, I see it every single day, elderly, all ages, but mostly a lot of elderly people. It is so sad, but you got to be thankful that you have a roof over your head. It may not be, you know, the home that you dreamt of, or you might not be in a marriage that you prayed for, or you might not, you know, your kids may not have done the things that you thought that they would do, but you got so many things to be thankful for. If you get up every single day and you wake up refreshed and you wake up in your right mind and you see your kids are healthy and you you see, you know, that you have a marriage that is solvable, if you see that you got a roof over your head and food on the table, you are truly blessed. If you could just lift your hands and give God all praise, thanks, honor, and glory, you are so blessed. And I just want you to just come out of yourself and really give God praise and thanks, but also pray for those that don't have a roof over their head or families to even look at. I mean, despite if you don't get along with them, how about just don't have no family at all? You know, it's so many people that are wandering this earth just lost and just don't know which way is up. And so we got to lift them up in prayer. We got to pray that God rescues his people, that he finds, that he reveals a solution that will help this epidemic with people just wandering around lost in the streets, alone and, you know, broken and whatever and bound. We just got to pray for them, okay? And I just wanted to just tell you that, but we're going to move on. And I got Pastor Shirley Caesar joining us right now. Hey, Pastor Shirley.
Good morning. How are you?
I am so blessed. First, I told everybody that you are auntie to us here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We love you so much.
Where are you guys
in? I'm in D.C. right now.
All right.
Yes. So listen, I want everybody to know worldwide, this woman of God is amazing. God has truly blessed her. She has so many awards. She's accomplished so much. God has just really, really just laid her hand to the plow, and she has prospered in so many ways, not just for herself, but souls all over the world have been touched by the glory and the anointing that is inside this vessel called Pastor Shirley Caesar. She is won 11 Grammy Awards, 14 Stellar Awards, 12. I stand to be corrected. 12, 18 yes. Doves, and so many other achievement awards, NAACP Lifetime Achievement Awards, and it goes on and on and on. She has now been abducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame. She has sold over 2.2 million albums. She is just amazing, and thank you so much for taking the time to bless us just with whatever God has poured into you to pour out to us.
Thank you so much, and you know, we are on the eve of Thanksgiving, and the Bible said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And you know, I heard you talking in the background about how we must be thankful. Let me tell you something. You know, we can call that a holiday, but 365 days a year, we should be celebrating Thanksgiving, because the Lord has done so much for us. Amen. Everywhere we've been, he's taken us. Everything that we have, he gave it to us. And so we just ought to just tell him thank you. And not just on Thanksgiving, but every day of our lives. I woke up this morning, young lady. Somebody called my house, I guess like around 7:45, one of the members of my church, to tell me that she had to come to Philadelphia. Her daughter had just had a stroke. And she asked me to pray for her. I was still half asleep, but yet I started praying, and then I couldn't go back to sleep. I just continued to pray. So I thank God for my early morning prayer this morning from a wake-up call. A lady, in fact, she's a member of our church. I just do barely know her. But I'm so glad for that call, because it put me in a praying atmosphere, a praying mood to tell God thank you. And to those, to remember somebody right now that's going through something. Somebody won't have a dinner like we're going to have tomorrow, but the Lord is still good. I told our church last Sunday, I don't care, we don't have but peanut butter and crackers. We've got much to be thankful for.
You better say that, Pastor Shirley. It is so imperative that we're thankful every single day. And yes. I love that what you said, because as a vessel for God, you know, it's not about us. And even though you were resting and you were sleeping, you know, your spirit was stirred and you were led by the Spirit of God, and you were able to intercede and pray for that young lady's daughter. And I mean, this is where, you know, the enemy comes in and wants to consume us with so much of what we don't have, what we want, and when we want it. And we're so distracted as a people. And, you know, God says that we will live, move, and have our being by His Spirit. And there's so yes. much results of victory when we actually, you know, adhere to his presence and to his movement. There's so many blessings. He never leaves us out of anything. But if we give ourselves as a sacrifice, won't He bless us, Pastor?
Every time. Every time. Every time. And I'm a witness. You see, I was not one of those young lady who was supposed to succeed. The teachers told my mother, don't waste your money trying to send Shirley to college. She's not college material. She's not this. She's not that. She can't learn. And all of those things. But oh, thanks be to God. Not only did I go to college, but I also went to Duke University.
All
and
right.
And the thing about it is that, yeah, and the Lord is so good. I didn't even have to pay to go to school. And so you know what I did? I reached back and I got money and I helped others to go. God is just, He's a sight. He's just all right.
He is all right, Pastor Shirley.
So oh, listen, yes. Oh, yes.
With everything that's going on now, and I know with your ministry, and you're ministering often to everyone and encouraging them, here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, we always look for opportunities to just get poured into and things like that. You know, just get refreshed and encouraged, because in this world today with so many things going on, I mean, we can go on and on and on. It seems like every week, every 3 days is something going on, right? I mean, what words of encouragement can you give them? Because they're saying to themselves, you know what, I am thankful, you know, but they're still not happy. They're still not content. What would you say to those people that may be going through the struggle of being lonely and disappointed, and but they're smiling every day and they're, you know, they're doing the ministry work, but they're not happy?
The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers out of all of them. I just want to let you know that one way or the other, everything comes to an end. Even a lot of the things right now that you're going through, it comes to an end. It's nothing but a vicious cycle, and it's time now to break that cycle and let that enemy know this far and no further. Let me tell you something. I am the last sibling left in my family out of a total of 13. Of course, my mother's second born died of crib death. But out of 12 then, I am the last one. And the enemy tried to have me walking around in a pity party. But I made up my mind, there's no need, because I'm still here. I'm still here. Who did it? God did it. Glory to God. And so I made up my mind, I'm not going to allow that devil to cause me to walk around in a pity party feeling sorry for myself. I'm the only one left and all like that. No, no, no. God has placed a lot of wonderful people in my life. You, for
come
one,
on now.
Never met, don't even know who I'm talking to. But it's by the grace of God that the Lord hooked us up this morning. So I am so thankful for everything that the Lord has done. And I want to say to every listener, don't allow that devil to cause you to walk around having pity parties and saying, woe is me, I don't have this, I won't have a turkey. Listen, you've got your life, your health, and your strength. That means that you can always get a dinner from somewhere else. You just tell yourself, I'm thankful, I'm grateful, amen, in Him I live, I move, and I have my being. So there's no need for us during this holiday season to walk around with our pity parties and things of that nature.
Glory to God. But like you said, the Bible says that many are the affliction. And as a child of God, we're going to go through these seasons that God will allow isolation to prepare us for what he's called us to do. And there's a process into that. And you're not by yourself. And I love when you said that, Pastor Shirley, because it's only the devil's work that will cause this to be magnified in this season, in these holiday seasons and things like that. But each and every day, we are to keep our focus on God and know that we are loved tremendously by him, and he will draw those, because he's within you. He'll draw all men unto him through you. So he'll set you up with, you know, this is what I had to remind myself this morning. And I mean, we all go through this, Pastor. I said to myself, I said, you know what, Lord, in my prayer, I said, everything that I need, every person that I desire, everywhere I want to go is in you. I can't go do or meet nobody without you. It's just that simple. Nothing we can accomplish, nothing we can have or obtain is without our Father. So I just thank you so much for blessing us.
Well, you know,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
In fact, the legs that we have, he gave them to us. Actually, we're just on loan, you understand. And so I want to, you know, the Lord dropped something in my spirit while you were speaking, and that is to tell all of your listeners to be watchful during this holiday season, because the Bible said that the enemy goes to and fro seeking those that he may devour, that he may kill, that he may eat up and chomp, chomp, chomp. And so I want to tell you, be watchful while you're out there shopping and things of that nature, because the enemy, the Bible said, comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Be watchful, be grateful, be thankful. Actually, there's a difference in being grateful and thankful. If you gave me a T-shirt in the wintertime, I'm thankful, but hey, I need something else. If you give me a fur coat, I don't care if it's nothing but rabbit, but if you give me a fur coat in the summertime, I'm thankful, but I'm not grateful. But if you give it to me when it's very, very cold, I'm so grateful. And I want to say to every listener, be grateful that God has done all of these wonderful things for you. You might not have everything you want, but you got more than a lot of folk have.
Come on now.
Be grateful during this holiday season. The Lord bless you is my prayer in Jesus' name.
Well, listen, Pastor Shirley, I love you so much. And let me just remind you, because I've worked with you and Ja'Kalen Carr on a couple of shows that you've done.
Okay.
And you've been on the show a few times, so you're always welcome to come in on here, your family. And I want you, I'm so much, because I want to just do one day, if you have a time to come on another time and talk about how we have gotten as a church away from knowing our adversary. We act like if it pretended away, then it doesn't exist. We just want to focus on all the good stuff and all the stuff that we want. Before you go and tell us where your ministry is, that as a church, that we have gotten away from warfare, and we've gotten away from, you know, understanding that we have an adversary that wants to steal, kill, and destroy?
Young lady, that's one of the main failures in the church. It's because, you know, we have stopped being watchful as far as the Word of God is concerned. Amen. But you got to know, because that enemy, it's not studying us. He would just as well as kill us. You know, he's not just after us. He's after the Trumps and all of those. But we must be watchful. We must get back to prayer. The Bible said watch and pray. So we've got to get back to prayer and interceding in the church, in the church. Let me tell you something. The prayer services are the least attended in every church. In every church, prayer and Bible study.
You are so right.
They'll pack it out on Sunday because, you know, you want them to see your new hat and your new dress and your fly suit, my brothers. But let me tell you something. There's going to come a time when you're going to cry out to him, and he's not going to be there. He wants to hear from you now.
Yes.
He wants you to call him now. Don't wait till everything is going wrong with you. But listen, call him now. Call him now. Talk to him now. I double dare you, and he will come. The Bible said the day you hear my voice, the day you hear my voice, not mama, not brother, not sister, this is an individual affair. The day, my brothers, my sister, you hear my voice. The Bible said,
yes,
harden not your heart. Get on board now. Get on board, little children. Get on board. Get on board now.
Yes, indeed. Well, you heard it straight from Pastor Shirley Caesar. It don't change. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Every day. That word
is not going to change. It's still the same
truth.
It's going to be the truth, and it's going to always be the truth. And I pray that you guys...
It's not going to return unto him void.
Yes. Amen to that. Please tell everybody where your church is and how can they reach you, Pastor.
My name is Pastor Shirley Ann Caesar Williams. I pastor the Mount Calvary Word of Faith Church in Raleigh, North Carolina, 3100 Sandiford Road, Raleigh, North Carolina. In fact,
yes, indeed.
The Mount Greater Mount Calvary there is like my overseer. There, my senior bishop, Bishop Alfred A. Owens Jr., is our senior prelate. I've been in Mount Calvary since I was three years old, and I ain't going nowhere.
Well, all right. I know they happy to hear
amen.
That.
Amen.
Well, listen,
be
like
here
I
when
said,
they come. Be here when they go.
Well, whenever I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm going to come by and check you out. I love being with you. We did a show together. I hosted it a couple of times in the spring, and it's always been a treat. Pastor Shirley is the truth, honey. She do not water nothing down. You're going to get the truth and nothing but the truth, and it's going to be fire with that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you
indeed.
Know, it took me a minute there to wake up. I had to wake up a little bit. But let me tell you something. You can call me anytime, and I'm on fire for God. Just take me a few minutes to get the cobwebs out of my head. But I'm just so grateful to be on your show today, and it is my prayer that this show, young lady, will reach the hearts of millions, that it will go global, that God will use your words to penetrate hard hearts and cause men and women to come crying, friend and brethren, what must I do to be saved? The Lord bless you, and happy holiday season.
Happy Thanksgiving, Pastor Shirley. My auntie, I love you so much. God bless
love
you, and enjoy your Thanksgiving.
I will, you too. God
all right,
bless
love
everybody.
You now.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, you heard what Pastor Shirley said. Now, don't be playing with Jesus now. It's not a game out here. You got to watch and pray. It's all about being thankful and grateful. Thankful, grateful, have gratitude within. And it's just so amazing that this is exactly what was in my spirit this morning. And I love how God confirms things. You know, I want to be grateful at all times, grateful, not in a place where, you know, yeah, that's okay. Well, you know, at least I got that. No, I want to be grateful and contentment and knowing that God is still moving, even though I don't know how he's doing things. And even I don't know when he's doing things, and I don't know who he's going to do things through. God is so faithful. So just be thankful today. Didn't that bless you? All right. Well, listen, we're about to take a commercial break, and then we're going to be hitting with What She Say by Tina G. She's going to be right after these messages.
Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. Keys.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Kiki Wyatt, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Make sure y'all check out my new single, Sexy Song. Okay, thanks.
All right, Gina G, what it be, girl? What she say?
I say good morning to you. What she
good
say? Look at here,
yes,
I'm getting right to
say?
The point now. Now, it's Thanksgiving tomorrow. You already know that's Friendsgiving, Thanksgiving. But, you know, everybody had their potluck today. Everybody had their company potluck at work today. And I was just trying to find out, what do you not eat at the company potluck? This is what I found out. Now, at first I said it was potato salad. Because, you know, you can't eat everybody's potato salad. You know, some folks put eggs. Some folks put too much mustard. They don't put the relish. You know, so at first I thought it was the potato salad. Then I said, okay, well, it's Thanksgiving. Maybe it's the mac and cheese. You know, people mac and cheese be dry. It don't be having that little, nom, nom, nom. You got to have that little sound in it when you're beating on the macaroni and cheese. I said, so maybe it's the macaroni and cheese. So I asked my Facebook family, and you know what they said? They said they ain't eat nothing. Folks have found the remedy for it, and ain't nobody eating nothing at the company picnic. You don't know if that person got a cat. Then the cat then walked all on the countertop. You don't know if they're one of them dog lovers where they let their dog lick them all in the mouth and lick their cake spoon and they macaroni. Ain't nobody eating none. If it didn't come from Publix, you better not touch it. I'm talking about only fruit. You got the pineapples, the strawberries. You got the cheese and the salami. Don't you mess with nobody's food at this company pile up. They like, oh, why should I say? Yeah, I said it. If you didn't bring it, you better not eat it. In Jesus' name. You can't trust them, Gina. You can't trust nobody. It's nothing. These folks out here, I'm telling you, if it don't got a saran wrap around the side that you got to peel and break the seal, you better not touch it. You best not touch it. Eat you some pineapples and some celery and go about your day.
That is so funny. I know that's right. I don't know. I don't do well with the potlucks. I don't know. I'm kind of funny. You know, I don't know how folks is eating. Cooking. I don't know why they doing it.
And washing chicken in the sink. You season and washing the chicken in the sink. See, I'm not going to be able to do it, Dr. King. I'm going to need it. Nuh-uh. Them for dishes only. Rinse your chicken off, and I'm going to need you to put it on the cutting board on the side and season. You can't do everything in the sink, and you're washing a baby hair. You washing your dog, your cat. You It better have a seal on it. It better have a seal.
Oh, my goodness. So, listen, what she said, I know that's right. So, listen, that's a good question. What is everybody eating? I know how I cook, and I wash my hands, but I don't know. I just be thinking about stuff like that. I don't know.
And hand sanitizer don't always work. Now, you didn't took out the trash. You didn't smash it down with your hands, tied the bag up, and you want to come and put 2 squirts of sanitizer on your hand. Come on.
Right.
I need you to get some Dove or some Palmolive and lather them hands up like a doctor all the way to them elbows before you start cooking for the company potluck.
That is so funny.
I ain't fooling with them. I ain't fooling with it. Well, what do you eat? Because I know you're vegan. So what,
well,
do,
see,
what are your plans?
Well, check
what
this
do you
out.
Eat, you know?
Yeah. My thing is, Gina G, I am actually, I've ordered a vegan meal. And
okay.
It's got a dessert and all the fixings. And I'm very, very excited about it. Now, I know that they use soy, they use hearts of palm and things like that to make all these different dishes. So I'm very excited to try my first vegan dish. I actually had my very first shake actually the other day, and it was really good. It was soy. It was made out of soy. It was soy ice cream, and it was so, so good.
It was good.
So, yeah.
Well, how did it do to your stomach? So because it's soy, you know, it don't do you like that midnight bowl of cereal and have your stomach all upset.
No, your stomach
okay.
is good. So listen, for my menu, because like this restaurant called New Vegan, it's like a soul food place on Georgia Avenue in D.C. They actually have, they're open on Thanksgiving and you can order and all of that stuff for them too. I think they're done with their pre-orders. But for $30, my menu is cheddar biscuits, meatballs, Ooh. Mac and cheese, mac and tuna salad, mashed potatoes, turkey, ham, and gravy, and sweet potatoes with stuffing, and she's going to throw in a cinnamon roll. I'm going to take a picture of
it. Child, you sound like that song they had for Pastor Shirley last year. Green beans, tomatoes, chicken, you name it. Girl, you got everything. Vegan. It sounds good.
I know it's all vegan. And I said, listen, and I said, I'm curious about the turkey and ham meatballs, all vegan.
Lord.
And she said, everything is vegan. So I'm, you know, I just started this journey, Gina. I started it, 5 months ago. So I'm learning they got vegan wings and vegan, you know, sticks, fish sticks. I don't want to call
you hear
it.
Me? You hear me over here. Ooh, girl, you got the will of Jesus over there. 5 months strong. Ooh, you got the will of Jesus around this time.
Let me tell you, I'm telling you, I'm seeing the results, though. And this is why, you know, because you know I work out so hard in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was starting to fluff up around my workouts, like my abs and stuff, that's how I call it, fluff ups. Right. When I was fluffing up, I was not happy about that. And I was like, what in the world is going on? I'm working out 7 days a week, doggone it. I know I'm going through premenopause and all of that, but geez, what's happening? And so I saw what the heck and what the health heck told me. I mean, what the health? I said, what the heck? What the health? And what the health is this, you know, documentary about, you know, the meat and how they're pumping it up with all this stuff and how in it shows you how people were on medication because they were eating the wrong foods and all this stuff. And then they stopped eating the wrong foods. And then their body, they got off medication and, you know, got a little more energetic and started working out. And they got off medication and their body was healing itself. And then, like, with the athletes, they had more energy and they had muscles and stuff. And the thing that they said the most is, like, apes, they don't eat meat. And look how hearty and healthy they are, muscular
That's
they
true.
Are. They don't eat meat.
They are.
They are.
Ooh, Lord.
Yep.
Lord. Give me shrimp because I can't wait. You hear me? I can't wait for that.
So what you're eating?
I don't know. We having Cornish hens or turkey. We having... We're not doing ham, though, but we're having roast, we're having mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, dressing. I think we're having, like, Brussels sprouts and greens. So, I mean, we trying to throw it in there, but I need a little bit of that meat juice. I don't know.
You want the smoky taste. So when you come to D.C., I'm going to take you to New Vegan, and I'm going to have you try the soul food, vegan food, and you tell me, and we're going to document it. And you just tell me the truth now, if you like it or you don't. Yeah, if you like it, if you don't, can it pass or not? But I think it really takes a made up mind. I really do. I think it takes somebody that just really has just, you know, said, you know what, I don't have to have that, and they just don't have it, and you don't miss it, and you just move on. You know, I mean, because they got so many things that if you just eat to live, and not live to eat, then it'll be good. Now I'm gonna tell you, I miss some of my favorite restaurants. I'm not gonna lie. Like I got some favorite restaurants that don't have any vegan dishes, and I'm like, y'all need to put some vegan dishes on here. Y'all gotta do something. Cause I
pull up to McDonald's. Let me get one of them vegan Macs.
I don't like McDonald's.
Let me get some vegan fries, please.
So So are you going in, out of town, or are you staying in town?
I am actually on the way. I am going to Virginia, where all of my family is going to be. Everybody but my niece is going to make it. But I is on the road now, honey.
Oh, that's so nice. I wish you wasn't that far away in Virginia. I would come see you.
I know. I'm going to be in Williamsburg, which is about an hour out of Richmond.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know how far you, I don't know. How, maybe you probably be about 3 hours from me, maybe. And I'm going to be there till I think Saturday evening or like early Sunday morning.
I'll check how I feel, but I would love to see you. I would.
I would love
to
see
you. They got a lot
of
stuff coming on. But listen, we got Estelle coming on. She is going to give us a spoken word in her segment. And then I want to introduce you to Estelle because she's part of the Dr. Gina's Radio Chat team. And you know, this is the month of November. This is the last person that you're going to meet that's part of the team this week. And I'm so excited. Okay, Estelle from the D, my hometown. What's up, girl?
What's going on, Dr. Gina? How are you?
Everything is well. Listen, before we introduce you, I introduce you to Gina G. I'm a co-host, my new co-host. I love her. Go ahead and give us your segment, girl. What you got for us today?
Well, I have a poem, and I would like to dedicate this poem to all of our sisters. So this poem is a tribute to women. And it goes like this. Sisters, let's continue to strive to unite and join in the fight for positivity. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, yet we still keep our dignity. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, intentionally created. Science says our DNA genes are functionally complicated, but we're here. Adam's rib and God's beautiful reflection, we are not the misconception of drama. Because during conception, we beat the odds of 499 million to one. My sister, you are someone, and winning was put in you from the beginning. So your current situation is a temporary circumstance, a setup for a come-up for God to show his hand. You survived fake friends, strenuous relationships with men, financial trouble, burned down, cast aside like rubble, but you're here. Contrary to popular belief, we are not male-bashing antagonists. We rebuke that debunked myth that all men are dogs. We are not defined by reality shows and gossip blogs. We are bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. We love you, whether you're here now or preparing to manifest. We are super women, and the S on our chest stands for sanctified because Jesus hung on Calvary Hill and died, only to rise in 3 days with all power. So as women of God, we flip our topic, not to brag or boast in ourselves, but to glorify the God of our salvation. My sister, you are the mother of many nations, pregnant with purpose, designed to spiritually birth, and ye shall carry full term. So my sister, know your worth. A tribute to all my sisters for the holidays. I love you all.
Woo! All right. That was good. That's right. Tell them, Estelle.
I'm snapping.
Yeah, that is such an on-time word. Such an on-time word. Gina G. Comedian Gina G is my new co-host. Yeah, I want to introduce you to my sister from Detroit, minister of the gospel, hairstylist, all, I mean, she do everything, party
Hello.
Planning, event planning, Estelle.
Oh, she Jamaican? Good morning, Estelle. God bless you. God bless you. I love you, Gina. How are you?
I love you. I'm blessed as well. My mother is from Detroit, you guys. My mother went to Mumford High School. That's all I know.
My mother went to Mumford High School. My mother went to Mumford,
Detroit.
Gina.
Really?
Yeah, my mother graduated from Mumford.
Wow. She might know Brenda Simpson. I don't know, but that's all I know is she's from Detroit. And she went to Mumford High School. That's all I can give you.
Well, we'll have to talk and find out the years and find out what years we're talking. But okay, yes, indeed. Awesome. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Well, Estelle, listen, where can everybody reach you and how can they get in touch with you, book you, and all of that?
Well, you can always call me at 313-457-5029, or you can find me on social media. I'm on Facebook under Estelle Monroe Gantt. That's G-A-N-T-T.
All right. Estelle, so what you got for the holidays going on, girl, before you go?
I don't know. After seeing your pictures, you looking awesome. I saw your picture. I was thinking about fasting.
In the name of Jesus.
The Lord say you got to turn your plate sometime. That's an ultimate sacrifice for sure that. You don't know what blessing you'll get turning your plate down on Thanksgiving for.
Oh, Lord. Dr. Gina be stunting. I'm telling you, she's fine.
Well, listen, I love you. I'm so glad that you're able to be with us. Every fourth Wednesday, she'll be bringing the spoken word, a word of encouragement through her gifts and talents of poetry. And I'm super excited about it. If you want to book her, you need to book her. She brings the fire. She's anointed as well. She would make a great guest for any convention, conferences, or anything and everything. Church events, even just on a Sunday, she could just pour it out on you. This is my girl. Estelle, and she is going to do what she do for the Lord. And I listen, we were joking and everything, right? And she was asking me about vegan food and all, and I told her I was gonna have that. I'm having dressing and all of that stuff. So I'm gonna take pictures so y'all can see what vegan Thanksgiving looks like.
Oh, Lord. Jeez. I'm not ready, Estelle.
You're not ready. You can do it.
I know, right? Listen, Estelle, yeah. Give listeners words of encouragement for Thanksgiving. What words of encouragement do you have for them during this holiday season? Those that may be feeling lonely or maybe don't have enough to eat and they might just have a canned good or something. What words of encouragement can you give them today?
You know what? If I can give some quick words of encouragement, I would like to tell everybody that you are somebody special. Know your worth. When you know your worth, nobody can discredit you. You know why? Because you don't go on sale. Because you are a brand, because the Lord made you a brand. So you've already defeated the odds, and Jesus did that way back on Calvary. You are more than a conqueror. Know your worth and be blessed and love yourself because you are loved.
Woo-wee. I can't wait till we get this women's conference together, because these women going to come up out of that pit.
Yeah.
they going to be resurrected, child, with that power.
Yes.
Because
wow.
It's too much laying down, not knowing worth. It's too much trying to just settle for anything, to lay up with somebody, anybody, yes. However, whenever. Yes. Forget Jesus. Yes. I'm lonely, you know. And I just want to encourage everybody along with Estelle. Listen, that is such a key word. I double stamped that. Know your worth. Men too. Oh my God, yes. I can go on, y'all. There's so many men out here selling their bodies now. God, yes. I'm like, Lord, why are you revealing all this stuff to me? But the time will come where the word shall be released that the devil is watering down people's identity, child, for a dollar. Yep. Everybody want to be famous, child. They selling their souls for a buck, for a pair of Gucci's, for a pair of red bottoms and everything. So, you know, it is so imperative, Lord Jesus. It's just time. But anyway, thank you so much, Estelle. Again, you guys need to get in touch with her. Where again, Estelle?
They can reach me at 313-457-5029. I'm also on Facebook under Estelle Monroe Gantt. That's G-A-N-T-T.
All right, Estelle Gantt, we love you. All right,
happy
Thanksgiving. Tell your hubby I said hello, and Pastor over there, tell him I said hey.
Amen. We got the guest room ready for you, Dr. Gina.
I can't wait to come. I hate I had to miss it this time, but I'll be there real soon. Trust me. All right, y'all.
Love you both.
Love you so much, sis.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, listen, we're going to take a break, and then, Gina G, you got to give us this news. What's going on in the news, girl? What is going on?
Let me tell you what's going on in this news. Now, LeVar Ball,
you know who LeVar Ball is, right? It's the father of, I think, the little yellow one. One of the.
What happened?
Says that he don't need to thank Trump. That Trump really didn't do anything. You know, he's trying to say that the China president is the one who he should be thanking. Because, I mean, who knows what Trump said or who knows what really happened, you know, down there to let those boys free. And the boys weren't even in jail. They were at a luxury hotel chilling, waiting to be released to come home. So LeVar is going back and forth with Trump. Trump is going back and forth talking about, I should have in jail.
You're going, oh my goodness, really?
Yeah, he talking about, I should have left him in jail. I'm like, Trump, how you even going to say something like that? That don't make no sense. Like, you know, we already feel a way about you. Now, you already didn't help us out, okay, and we thank you. But now you don't go around saying, that's like you telling somebody, kid, well, I should have left you. You know, that's what I should have did. I should have just left you right there. You know, you got other problems to be dealing with, Trump, right about now. We don't have time for you to be, you know, going back and forth with this man about his son.
I mean, I just don't know where he finds the time. It's just, so we just got to keep the man in prayer. What's the next one, Gina?
We have to. And I just want to, you know, I want to also send a lot of love and prayer out. You know, we lost Della Reese.
Yeah.
You know, one of the queens of comedy, the queens of gospel music, one of the queen actresses. We lost her this following week. And it was just a tragedy. Honey, I remember her, you know, from Harlem Nights, honey. I'm in charge of the girls. You know who I'm talking about. We lost Della Reese.
She was the one that was the madam. She was in charge of the girls.
She was in charge of the girls, honey. She was in charge of the girls. We lost Earl Haymon. You know, the granddaddy from The Cosby Show.
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, you remember Rudy came down that step, girl, baby?
Yeah,
when they would
exactly.
do the little anniversary show. Oh, he was such a handsome man. We lost him this week. We lost David Cassidy this week. I mean, it's just so much going on, so many deaths, but we want to just, you know, give a lot of love and prayer out to their family. Girl, we even lost Charles Manson with his crazy self. We even lost him, too.
Oh.
I don't know if we could have lost him a little while longer.
Yeah,
he passed away in prison, honey, where, of course, he belongs, because he sat up here and had folks killing everybody, so you know what happened back in the 60s with him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So
well, what else? What's going on?
But, you know, we got some more juicy news on Jennifer Hudson and her husband divorcing. Now let me ask you, do you believe in having the children? Do you believe in having the children involved in, like, marital problems? Do you believe in that, Dr. Gina?
I think, for me personally, I believe that it's an adult situation between the two married couple, and whatever we decide, then they find out then.
Exactly.
You know, that's just the way it's going to be.
It's the way it's going to be, because these kids don't know no better, especially at such a young age. Well, we just found out that, you know, he's claiming that Jennifer has been, you know, cheating on him with a very, you know, popular gospel producer. We ain't gonna say his name.
What?
So what he, yes, honey. So what he decided to do is to have his son take his little iPad and go to the studio and record everything his mama was doing. Now, this is at like midnight. This is like 12:30 midnight. Okay. Mm-hmm. For one, don't wake that baby up and have him going down there being messy with his little iPad recording his mama and the music producer. You know what I'm saying? So we can't involve our children in this. They don't even need to know what's going on until it's done. Then you say, you know what, this has happened. You know, mom and dad decided to do, you know, whatever the case may be. But now y'all bringing the children into the mix.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. We got to lift them up in prayer.
With that.
It is so much cheating going on, though, you guys. I don't understand. I don't understand it. I do understand it. I say that in a reference of if I am in I'm in the world and not of the world, and I'm saying I don't understand it, but I do know spiritually what's happening, and it's just so much of just not being content and not willing to work things through. Now, you're a married woman. You know, you get with men all the time. I mean, you'd be surprised. I don't know about your DM, but my DMs and my inboxes be blowing up with nonsense. And I'm telling you, I'm single, and I don't even want to
Which, I don't even want to answer a DM.
Cena, I'm scared to go out there.
And it's crazy that you have to be, because there's so many good men, and there is. It's just you have to go through these fields before you can find one. You know,
ridiculous. I'm not gonna say that I haven't dated, but I have, and I can tell you that they weren't good experiences. I'm not saying that I'm turning down my plate, altogether on dating and maybe a future husband. I'm just saying that with everything that I'm seeing and what I'm hearing, and just how everybody just I'm with somebody, you with somebody, but we want to be with each other. So as long as you with somebody and I'm with some, this stuff is going on. As long as you with somebody and I'm with somebody, then me and you can be together. It's crazy. See? It is crazy out here, the propositions that is just so okay. And I'm like, no, that ain't okay with me.
It's some women that it's okay for. So these men don't know, are you going to be one of the ones that's loosey-goosey, or are you going to be the one that's, trying to hold it down and have a steady relationship? There's so many women out here that will take a piece of a man rather than be alone and love themselves and take care of themselves and get themselves prepared for a husband. I'm telling you, it's some women that will take somebody else's man for them 2 or 3 hours a week.
But then, Gina, you got women out here that got a good man that want to cheat on their man. They loved him at one point, and then now they got somebody talking that talk and slinging and doing whatever he doing and flexing or whatever he doing. And then now your man ain't good enough no more,
And then messed up, because that man didn't see you without your wig and your eyebrows. So that's the one you need to stay with. The one that's seeing you without your wig and your eyebrows and that loves you, that's what you say. Well, not with the flashy one that just because he done took you to dinner, girl, you didn't had on all your good outfit. Of course he wants you. You had on all your Christmas clothes at once. Don't leave the man that's been down for you all this time just to be with somebody for a night.
I agree
amazing.
With that. And then on the flip side of that, I say that if you feel like, I feel like when you meet somebody, you might want to just make sure that this is the proper time to get connected with somebody, because this person that may be for you right now, you don't know where God is taking you, and you don't know who's on that route along the way. So a lot of times people, because of where they are emotionally, they settle for someone and they try to make it work because they don't want to be alone, or they feel alone and they settle. And then later on, when they move on up the ladder, when they get further ahead, they like, dang, I didn't know I was going to meet James along the way. Right. Well,
You should have just waited and
loved being by yourself. Right. And that's the one thing that I remind myself, because as a single woman, and you and I have talked about this before, and I said, listen, I want somebody that somebody know. Like I'm saying, if you got a, what happened to the matchmakers? Back in the day, we used to matchmake. I know a friend. I think y'all would be good together. Let's all come together for dinner and have dinner and see how it go. You don't do nothing. None of that's happening no more. You know who the matchmaker is? Match.com, Bumble, and Tinder, and all of these things on the internet. You don't even know these people.
I barely even order clothes off the internet, because I can't touch it and feel it and stretch it and move it, let alone order me a man on the internet. Y'all ladies got to stop being so lazy. Get up, get out, put your bustier on and your lip rouge and go out here and take yourself out to the movies, take yourself out to eat. You never know who gonna bump into you and ask, is this seat taken? I'm telling you ladies, we gotta just cut, and fellas too. You know, they get they getting suckered too. You know, they getting paying these women's bills and, you know, doing all these things with these women, and these women ain't paying these good men a time a day.
But you let me tell you, it's some it's some good guys out here that just got just got their little their income raised up, and they probably wasn't the most popular one back in the day. Now they popular because of their ends, and now they sitting up there. They like, oh, they players now. They the new players, the IT guys, and all of them. Them the new players. Ain't no more. Ain't no street players no more.
I know. And these old men is getting slick, ladies. You think you're going to get your old man? These old men got pills. They got pumped. It ain't going to be easy like it used to be. You used to just rub on the knee and get your little bill paid. Honey, these old men done got hip. They wearing sweatsuits and Jordans and shirts.
I met an elderly guy today. He was handsome. He was an ex-senator. And he asked me, could he take me out to have a glass of wine or go to dinner or coffee sometime? He just said anything. He said, I just want to take you out and have some conversation. I said, what isn't that nice?
That's nice. He old school for real. No, he didn't say for some coffee. You know he old school.
He had all three. He said dinner, coffee, or wine. That's what he said. And he probably was hoping I was going to say the wine. He was probably hoping I was going to say the wine.
You better catch it before 8 o'clock, honey, because he's going to have to take his medicine and go lay down. So you better jump on that.
Oh, my God. Listen, I think the key element of the day is to be thankful, be grateful, and to wait and love yourself. There's no rush, ladies. You don't have to jump in. You know, gosh, it's, you know, and it's hard because I know, and I know you know, too, because when you're building and you're striving and you got your grind going on, you do want someone to celebrate those moments with you. And you do want, you know, to get on the phone and say, babe, guess what? Blah, 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 blah. But you know what? Sometimes you got to just sit still. If you don't have that yet, just wait, please, because you don't know who you gonna meet along the way. That's what I always remind myself. You never know. Now, what I'm saying is you can date. Be reasonable. Date.
Right.
Don't give a lot of yourself. Learn to date. Learn how to be, you know, accepted and things like that. And learn how to accept certain character traits of people. Now, you got to have your bottom lines, though. You got to have your boundaries. Now,
you
can't cross them. Yeah, that's right. What's the deal breakers? You can't throw them away now.
You can't throw them away.
No, you can't throw them deal breakers away.
You can't have a record longer than your weave, baby. You got some stuff you're going to have to just let go.
I know that's right. Well, listen, I'm so, I just want to tell the people, because we just go with the flow, but I'm so thankful to have, you know, friends and people that I can work with, people that I love, people that God has surrounded me with, my family, my son. I'm so thankful to be healthy. I'm so thankful to be 48 and still just getting it in that workout. I'm thankful that even though, you know, I have sad days and some days it could be challenging, that I have a made up mind to get up. And only God gave me that. He gave me the will. And I just pray that same thing for you, that you be thankful that no matter where you are today, no matter what's going on, what you don't have, what you wish you had of this time. Last year, you probably said next year is going to be different. It might not be different in that situation that you're looking at it, but look at everything else that has changed around you, and look at how God has kept you from that time to this time, and just be thankful. Right, Gina?
That's right. You have to be thankful, and for the little things. You know, you don't think about it, but thankful that your fingers is moving, that your wrist is moving, that you can walk, that you can breathe on your own. I mean, the little things you take for granted. You know, thank God that your kidneys work. Thank God that you just have to thank them for the little things, because people, you know, they take it for granted. They feel like, oh, and at a moment, something so quick, your life can change. And, you know, you can't walk no more. You can't talk no more. So, you know, we have to just be thankful just for the shell that he's given us while we're here on this earth, and take care of it. You know, you might not be vegan and you might not be able to leave McDonald's alone, but do your best to pump in some good stuff. You know, good food, good energy, good people. And, you know, just be thankful. Lord, you open up your eyes.
Where are you going to be at this weekend?
This weekend, I'm going to be in my sister's living room. eating, thinking about all your right. veganness and how good you're going to look after Thanksgiving and how I'm not going to be able to fit in nothing after Thanksgiving. But I am going to be in my sister April's living room. She just got out of the hospital. She had Bell's palsy. She has lupus. My sister is just a success story. Had lupus since she was 14. She's 45 years old. The doctor said if she make it through the night at 14, it's a miracle. And my sister is 45 years old. She runs 3 dialysis clinics. I mean, this lady is just amazing. So just to be on her couch up under
you.
My sister, I'm excited.
God bless you. How can they reach you?
Well, they can find me on Instagram at Gina G 2 Funny. That's Gina G, the number 2 Funny. You can find me on Facebook, Gina G T O O Funny. I'm at the Improv actually on the 29th, that Wednesday after Thanksgiving. I'm at the Improv. You know, speaking about Queens, I got my girl Latoya, Queens of Queens, her empowerment group out there in Fort Lauderdale. You know, I just want to give it to her and her husband, Mitch Isley, a comedian. You remember Mitch Isley? He came on the show and we talked about, we were talking about Trump and Kaepernick giving the knee. Remember he was on there with us?
Yes, I
did. Shout out to my family. And I'm just going to be around, Gina, just thanking God for every family member and friend and opportunity that he has given me.
Well, praise God. Listen, we are out of time. I love you, Gina G. Thank you, Estelle, for joining us and bringing the spoken word. And also, my auntie, I love her, Pastor Shirley Caesar, gave us a word of encouragement. Okay, this has been an awesome show. Listen, you guys got to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Be thankful, be grateful. I love you so much. Until next week on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, we love you so much. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Help.